Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you more stories about incredible women who share their knowledge and advice. They let you in on their amazing experiences, all to help you learn and grow along the way. On the show today is my very special guest. Her name is Gina Califano. Gina is an entrepreneur who coaches others on how to lead the life they want to live through exercise, healthy living, positive mindsets, and strong spiritual connectivity. She achieves this through her business coaching, distributing Young Living essential oils, and yoga instruction. Her newest passion is taking her message of strong body and stronger spirit to the schools so that children can learn the benefits of meditation and movement early so that they'll be better able to deal with stresses and negativity as they become adults. She has her undergraduate and two master's degrees from St. John's University in Education and Administration, and she was an adjunct professor at Hofstra University for 10 years. So Gina, it is such a pleasure to have you on my show. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. That was a mouthful. I didn't realize I did all of that. thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that you're chatting with me today. And I think it's so interesting that you've transitioned from, you know, a professor at Hofstra to entrepreneur and healing coach. So just tell us briefly, what was your big aha moment that made you change your career and your life?
Wow. So I believe that when you hear your calling, you have to have enough faith to really follow that and kind of go with that. So a couple years ago, I was a stay-at-home mom teaching yoga, and I loved being home with my kids, and I really loved that lifestyle, and I didn't want to be working full-time, and everything was going along quite lovely, and I was so passionate about teaching yoga, and I had prayed to God. I knew I had to go back to work eventually to put my kids through college, and I said, God, I really think I'm not supposed to go back to teaching. I'm supposed to be helping and healing people, and I had been doing so much of that as a yoga instructor, and I loved being able to really touch people on an emotional way and spiritual way as well as physical way. I said, God, if I'm supposed to be doing this healing work, you're going to have to show me a path financially, because certainly teaching yoga is not going to do it. So lo and behold, a little bit of time goes by, and when you kind of manifest for that, you leave it with full faith that it shall happen. And a little while passed, I get introduced to Young Living essential oils. Totally fell in love with the product. I had them for a week, and my husband calls me from Manhattan and says, Gina, I'm on my way home. I quit my job. I want to start my own business. I knew he was very unhappy and was really demoralized in the position that he was in. And I've had a business plan. I want to pursue it. And I walked out. I'm done.
Wow.
Okay.
What a change.
A change. And I was so excited. I was just thrilled that he was following his passion, but it also was, oh crap, I need to now get earning income super fast. And I literally had one of those light bulb moments. And when someone introduced me to Young Living, they said this thing about this network marketing and business and making money and having a team and training people. It went in one ear and out another, and I thought this was bizarre, and I didn't know why they were even telling me this. But it was literally 1 week later, and I had this big light bulb. I'm like, wow, God, I never would have thought of that for myself. Fantastic. So lo and behold, I got involved with that. I have a very thriving team of 850 people on my team now. I now train people to be leaders and to lead others and helping them to find wellness and purpose and abundance in their lives as well. I get to still teach yoga, and I still get to meet my kids off the bus. So it kind of was, yeah, you actually can have it all. And I am just so grateful that I had faith and trusted that it would all work out. And to just have this be really a family thing, that my husband is growing his business at the same time that I'm growing mine, to have my girls see that as an example for them of what a strong woman does and how we lead our lives, that you don't let it be run by someone else, but that you actually decide where your life is going, and that when you follow your passions, the money will follow. Like, that's just such a big theme for me with everyone that I work with. Follow your passions, the money will follow. So that was my aha moment.
Well, that is an awesome aha moment. And just, you know, being able to have it all, to follow your passion, find your path, and still be able to be with your family is amazing these days. So when it comes to the helping and the healing part, you know, a lot of us in our stressful days, we have our good days, but we have our stressful days, our busy careers. What do you recommend for people who want to be more mindful in their day?
And I have to say, this is comes up as the most often, especially when I work with women who are just balancing it all, right? It's just so much going on for us. So one of the, I'll give you a couple of like quick little things. One of the things I would recommend is to take mini deep breath breaks. So a mini deep breath break is a shortened, super condensed, tiny meditation throughout the day. And what that simply means is if you place one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart and you deeply breathe into the belly, that's called diaphragmatic breathing. When we get the breath all the way down into the belly. In America, we're very shallow breathers. The breath just stays up in the chest. But when we get that breath down into the belly and we have that deep, soft breath and we bring the breath all the way in and slowly exhale, close your eyes if it's appropriate. You're not driving. And exhale.
That's how you're not doing a mini deep breath break when you're driving.
Exactly. So take that slow exhale through the nose and squeeze the belly to the spine and just visualize the breath entering and exiting the body. And I recommend this to people that do it 1 minute, just 1 minute. And they're finding tremendous benefits for decreasing inflammation in the body with diaphragmatic breathing. This is wild. Like, so science is catching up with what yoga knew a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not only does it help to calm us because it activates the relaxation response, they're actually finding science that it actually decreases inflammation in the body. This is amazing stuff.
That's
totally
amazing.
Free, super cheap, easy to do. So what I tell people, yes, it's lovely if you can have an hour of meditation, but most people are not there, especially with our lives. But we can get the benefits by doing these little mini breaks. I like to tell people, do it in between transitions. When you're getting in the car, getting out of the car, going in the subway, whatever it is for you, leaving your office, whatever it happens to be for you, take that time throughout the day to be present, to just be in that moment. I'm okay. I'm okay right now. We're usually okay right now. It's when we start thinking of the past that we start to get depressed, or when we look into
right.
the future that we become anxious.
Well, two questions just that I thought of as you were speaking. The first is, maybe this is a silly question, but when you breathe, that mini deep breathing exercise, your belly extends, correct?
Yes.
It's not when you breathe in, your chest, you know, pushes out, but
yeah, no, it's not a
deeply,
stupid question. We usually do it the opposite way. So we
right,
actually usually
exactly.
have it wrong. Yeah. So you actually, so the hand on the belly, take a breath in, keep inhaling, keep inhaling, keep inhaling until that belly presses out. Did you get that?
Right.
There it is. And then you start to exhale. We usually don't get that far. People usually inhale by squeezing the belly in. And
yes.
that's actually not the diaphragmatic breathing that you want to access.
Okay, so that's good. And then how many times a day? So if you're doing this, even if it's just for a minute, and clearly the health benefits, you know, inflammation is, I hear, is the number one killer. So
yeah.
if we could do this, is it twice a day? Is it three times a day? You know,
if you
how many
do
times?
It 100, well, first of all, if you can combine that with gratitude, now you have the secret sauce of life. So if you can be mindful and take, if you could do it 10 times a day, I can't even tell you how many times a day I do it. As soon as you catch yourself not breathing
right.
deeply, as often as possible, and combine that with I'm grateful for. I said to my yoga class the other day, I woke up and realized I have running water. They looked at me like I was nuts. I'm like, running water. So I gave them the stats on how many people don't have running water
don't
and clean
it.
Water and access to water. I'm like, we've got running water here, people. Start being more grateful for the every single small thing in your life. Combine that with being present. I'm okay right now. Thank you. And the breath. And you'll start to slowly be able to work your way back into a state of calmness and a state of present mindfulness.
And positive. I mean, there's something to be said about being positive through the day and waking up, telling yourself, and I do this, that it's going to be a great day.
Yeah,
you don't wake up and say, oh, God, what a horrible day this is going to be, because you're sort of setting the pace for the day. Would you say that's accurate?
Oh, my gosh, so much so, yes. So before those feet hit the floor, wait, oh, I can't wait to see what I do today. I can't imagine what I'm going to do today. The problem is that folks haven't always accessed what their vision and their dream is for their life, so they're not so excited about what they're waking up to. So what I help people to do is to get back to, what is your vision of your life? What is it that you wanted? What is it that you're seeking? What lights you up? Why were you placed here? What are you doing here? And when you have that, then you are excited about waking up in that morning, would you say, when you're aligned with your purpose?
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I want to switch gears just a little bit, because I really want you to discuss, you had mentioned the oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, maybe you could just talk very briefly about oils as a means of wellness and what people maybe need to know about oils and healing. I know it's a big question, but if you can just very succinctly.
Sure, I'll give you the shortened version, and it's actually pretty simple. I believe everything we need to heal and be well is here already on the planet. And in the form of plants, we can actually, if they are distilled in a certain way, they can be therapeutic, meaning that they can actually affect your cells. They actually affect every cell in your body, and they're actually able to support the body to heal itself. So oils don't heal anything at all. What they do is support your natural body system, support your respiratory system, your neurological system, musculoskeletal system, etc. Here's something that I do with my clients is now I have them to combine oils with their little brief meditation. So I certainly have an evening practice that I do at night with prayer and meditation, and I start with essential oils because the oils, the molecules in the oils are so small, they're able, when you inhale them, able to pass the blood-brain barrier and affect the limbic region of the brain, which simply, that's your emotional region. So it induces a sense of calm. So that is so important to me to be able to, when folks are so, I want to say almost they're too frazzled to calm down, you know, that kind of sense, the oils help to actually bring them into a state of calmness. And so with the other practices, becomes very powerful.
Wow, that is really interesting. I'm talking with my special guest, Gina Califano, entrepreneur and healing coach. In the next segment, Gina will share her thoughts on how you can get unstuck in your career and life.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Gina Califano and I were just chatting about good, healthy living and a positive mindset. So, Gina, we have covered a lot of ground around the positive mindset and those mini breathing exercises. You touched on the oils and the healing. So I think let's take it a little bit further. With everything that you're doing, you know, it seems like there's ways for people to move outside of their stress. And even if they're really stuck in something, do you feel that what you're doing and your level of healing can get people unstuck?
Yes. What I do is I start with helping people to uncover their why. What drives them? And are their daily actions consistent with what drives them? Because we end up in a place of being stuck, and it almost feels like we're running uphill the whole time, when what we're doing is actually not what we're likely inclined to want to be doing. We're not enjoying it. So we have that, there's that resistance. It's not what, perhaps utilizing your best talents. And so when you're able to, when I'm able to really talk about like what are your dreams? What are your ambitions? What's your real why? And quite frankly, waking up to earn money to put food on the table is a why.
Yeah.
But you do get that resistance when it's really not something you're enjoying doing, right? That at some point it becomes unsatisfying. For my husband, he was 43 when it became too unsatisfying for him to say, no, I'm not doing this anymore. So we can shift out of that when we start to access and remember what we really, really want to be doing.
Do you think people are honest with, when you ask them, when you try to uncover that why? Does it take a bit of digging?
It takes quite a bit of digging, yes, and quite a bit of honesty, because we have to then accept that we actually are responsible for the actions and the place that we are. It's not everyone else. As soon as everyone puts the locus of control on everyone else, that I kind of ended up here, that it's kind of not my fault, that then I have to say, no, that's not it. That's not it. Tony Robbins, love Tony Robbins quote, defining factor is never resources, it's resourcefulness. Are you resourceful enough? Right? Is that awesome?
Yeah,
defining
that is
factor
awesome.
Is never resources, it's resourcefulness. So I want to say, be honest with them and say, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love on you, but I'm going to be honest with you. And you're going to have to be honest with yourself, because what part are you responsible for here?
Oh, that's really interesting. So, you sound very, very happy in your role. There's no doubt about it. Take us a little deeper into how being an entrepreneur has changed your life. Big difference between teaching at Hofstra and being an entrepreneur.
So different, and I never ever thought I would be in this place at all. It is so drastically different, but I now have the time freedom, which I love. I am able to fulfill my passion and help people deeply. And sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's physical, and sometimes it's helping to find additional income for them. And it's just so unbelievable that I actually get to be my own boss, and I get to do that and earn money and do well myself. Following Zig Ziglar, I absolutely adore his work, and he says, you can have everything you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And I get to do that. So if I wasn't an entrepreneur, I would be living in someone else's kind of dreams and not my own. So it really has been so, I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
So you don't miss the teaching experience at all?
I think that I will be a teacher the rest of my life. I went from teaching elementary school to teachers and training teachers and graduate school, and then I ended up teaching yoga, and now I'm teaching people about health and wellness. So I kind of see it.
You're right.
I'm a teacher.
Oh my gosh, you're an educator at heart. It doesn't matter what if it's a university or if it's a network of people.
No,
that's great. You just brought your true qualities and your passion out.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So speaking of qualities, let's go to characteristics of the successful entrepreneur. Maybe
Ooh,
you can
question.
Name three characteristics that are must-haves for entrepreneurs.
Leadership, and I define leadership as being able to inspire others. That is really important. Integrity, know who you are and know what you stand for. And also the third one is willingness to delay gratification. I think that's a super big one. When you're an entrepreneur, you're going to put in a whole lot of work in the beginning, and it's going to be a sacrifice. It's going to be a sacrifice of time. It's going to be a sacrifice of money, but it's so worth it in the end if you hang in there. So that's something that people that are particularly entrepreneurs don't always have that mindset. And if you are able to delay the gratification, the reward on the other side is so fantastic.
No, those are really good. And as a business owner, what do you think are your biggest strengths? So, what is it that you do really well with your business?
I think I'm passionate, and I think that passion becomes contagious with my entire team. I really, really care. I really wake up each day saying, okay, God, How will I serve today? How may I contribute? And help me out here. And I think when you have that passion and that mind of service, the universe just sort of conspires to place situations in your life that help you to continue to be flooded with abundance in all areas of your life.
And do you find that with your positive mindset that you're attracting other people who are the same way?
Yes, and that's and if you don't work on what's happening in your mind, if you're not working what's happening in your mind on a daily basis, the negative voices, images that we have all around us will not keep you in that positive state. So one of the things that I coach people on my team and as well as my clients is that you must be doing a half hour of personal development, or I like to call it mind work, every single day. You need to be doing this mind work because it is so easy to move into the negative. And so every single day I make a point to read, John Maxwell, Napoleon Hill. If you don't know Napoleon Hill's work, oh my gosh, that's a game changer. Stephen Covey, Tony Robbins, anything that's going to be uplifting and teach me how to reframe thoughts in my mind. And that does, it does attract a different caliber of people. And I love that now I've learned to ask for, send people my way that are ready to be helped, right, ready and willing to be helped. I've made that, learned to make that distinction now as well.
So what happens if you don't move toward the positive mindset? If you let all the negative voices and the thoughts, is that just, does that eat away at your energy physically? You know, will that make you sick? Have you seen, people who move in that direction?
Absolutely. And so how do you shift out of that when someone comes to you? Well, now we got to access different areas. So I talk about a cycle of wellness, and there's many different aspects. The oils are one of them. The meditation, spirituality is another part. We've got to come at it at other angles, because sometimes it's very physical why people are stuck. The foods that they're eating and the chemicals that they're putting on their skin and on their counters and floors and showers is actually so toxic that your body cannot handle it, and it is affecting tremendously our digestive system. And at least 70, and others have said even up to 80% of what happens in the mind starts in the gut. So when I'm coaching people and they're like, I don't know, I am trying, I'm still so stuck. What are you eating? What are you eating? I eat spinach for breakfast. That's what I eat. I have a green drink every single day. are you eating for breakfast? It's not so bad. I put some banana and lemons and apples. It's not bad. It's actually quite good. A little flaxseed for emotional omega-3 is a fantastic for us. But that's, what are you eating? It's a huge thing. So if you want to start shifting what's happening in the mind, let's take a look at what you're eating. And huge, huge step, eating organic, natural, whole foods. Big deal. Unfortunately, in our country right now, we have to be eating organic foods to get to be sure that we're getting the nutrition out of it. Non-organic foods, 80% less nutrition in many, many cases.
Oh my goodness.
Aside from, that's a big deal. So when we're not being fed nutritionally in the gut, the mind is actually affected. And so when I can help people to start shifting their diet and the chemicals that they're putting on their skin, a whole ton of it seeping into your skin. Your skin is your largest pore, the pores, it's seeping into your skin, largest organ. And so this all matters. And so people are like, really? What does this have to do? You know, I'm just nervous. I'm just anxious all the time. Let's start with one area at a time and start to make those slow shifts happen.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us don't think about as much as we should what's what we're putting on our hair, we're washing our hair, we're putting creams on our skin. You know, you try to be health conscious and eat the right way, but like you said, if you're not getting the organic food, a lot to think about. That's really, really interesting.
Okay, but I'm going to make it a little nicer. So I say the 80-20 rule. I'm not giving up my hairspray, and I'm still getting gel manicures every few weeks. So I say the 80-20 rule, 80% of the time, do the best you can. 20% of the time, you're going to have an ice cream sundae or some hairspray in your hair. So it doesn't have to be this hard, arduous, awful situation. Let's find what you do love to eat, and let's get your body filled with some stuff that is healthy and enjoyable.
Right. You got to live a little. So let's flip a switch and talk a lot about positive. How about some really tough challenges? Anything that you've had to tackle in your business or, you know, any obstacles that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, for sure. Betrayals. Yeah. By people you trust. Yes. It's business. Sure. And I can tell you that I had, I was going to a meeting and I was going to see someone who had just really betrayed me and undoubtedly really was insecure with my success and theirs. But that was her issue, not mine. And I was going to be seeing her and I'm driving and I'm saying, ugh. And all of a sudden on the radio, I heard the song by the Pretenders, I'll Stand By You. And I, it was like every single word in that song was for me. It was, I'll stand by you. Then why you look so sad, I got your back. I'm here with you. And I walked into that room and my group came over, embraced me, having nothing to do with this other person. That other person didn't end up even showing up. It was just so beautiful that I just felt that I was walking in with a team of angels. That's the best way I could explain it, is that, we get to that place, but you got to go back to your faith. Every measure of happiness that's ever been done, every study of happiness, always points to some belief in something else. Doesn't have to be, you know, a church or a temple or, but something, that there's some other higher, greater force. And for many people, they can connect easily with the concept of their higher self and connecting with their higher self. And that's what I try. The cycle of wellness is really to access and hear your higher self talk to you, which is always going to lead you to your best interest and always going to be helping to guide and protect you for your best interest.
Well, I love how you have such a positive mindset. And, you know, I know I've heard somewhere along the way that you have to feel bigger than yourself and attached to something higher. And that actually helps with, you know, so that you're not depressed, or that, you know, there's certain ways that you get stuck in your life. So I am a firm believer in that as well. So, you know what, if you could go back and just give yourself, because you clearly have a lot of knowledge and insight and you're helping other people, if you could go back to give yourself advice when you were younger, what would you actually say to your younger self?
Oh, this is good. I would say save more money. If you folks have not read Compound Effect by Darren Hardy.
Oh, I read it. That was great.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Save a penny a day. Do you remember that chart of save a penny?
Yeah.
Would you choose to save a penny a day? And you're like, what? Save more. You know, it's when we're younger where I think, well, I know I was, you know, it was kind of fun to spend on stuff that probably I could have saved more. And I that would be definitely my younger self advice.
Oh, my God. That is such great advice. Well, you know, I think that... The Compound Effect, that who was that, Darren Hardy?
Darren Hardy, uh-huh.
Who was the other author that you mentioned? Was it Maxwell?
Oh, John Maxwell. Oh, my gosh. He has a great book, The 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth. He has over 50 books, actually. And I'm going to be, you know, you asked how do I, like, combat these negative thoughts. I'm going for 4 days. I'm going to hang with this master teacher. And I'm going to hear what he has to say because you need that. You need to be in that room. Your tribe, who you surround yourself with matters so much. So John Maxwell has many fantastic books. 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth is really a fantastic one. And Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
I was just going to ask what the name of his book is. Think and Grow Rich.
Oh, my goodness. Think and Grow Rich. And this is a book that is literally a manual of how to manifest in your life. And if you don't believe it's possible, you need to read it. And it's one of those books that you'll read over and over and over again, and you'll get something else each time.
So who is your number one inspiration? I know you mentioned Tony Robbins and John Maxwell, but who's the biggest inspiration?
Well, that's easy. That's my husband.
Oh, that is so nice.
And I was just doing a talk a little while ago, and I was saying, you know, my husband, I was having a challenging day, and he sent me this fantastic inspirational video about how entrepreneurs, what they wake up to every day. They just keep going every single day. And I said, you know, if you're not coming home to that environment, for your literal physical wellness, not just your emotional wellness, but for your physical wellness, if you're not coming home to a home that has that level of support,
right,
you really need to reconsider what you're doing, and to know that it's possible to be in a positive place and to have faith that financially you'll be taken care of if you continue on and pursue your dreams with full effort. But that matters who you're coming home to. It matters a great deal. So to be able to, you know, to stand by my husband and us both running at the same time is invigorating, and that I'm able to just keep pushing him ahead. He just went away this weekend with his partner to do a goal setting weekend. Who does this? He's phenomenal.
Sure.
He goes away, he sets his goal setting weekend, and he comes home, he's talking to me, he's talking to me, and I'm like, okay, so what's my next steps? And we're talking about my next steps to grow my business, and he goes, why don't you have a piece of paper, write this down? I'm like, seriously? I thought we were having a conversation. He's like, sorry, I just came from a goal setting weekend. But went away just to, what have I done this year well? Who have I serviced well? Who do I need to service better? And what are the goals and projections for the following year? It's
excellent.
So powerful
oh my
to
goodness.
Do that.
That is so smart.
Now you know why I picked him, right?
Exactly. And being that I met you through your husband, I think he's a really good guy too.
And so. I would add one more thing. If you're not with that person, no self-blaming here. There is a phenomenal book that I love, Cindy Sansone. Baruff, B-R-U-F-F, I think it's her last name, Cindy Sansone. Her book is Grant Me a Higher Love. And in this book, she talks about moving up the ladder of love so that you are able to receive a level of love reciprocal to where you are. So in other words, if perhaps you're in a relationship where the partner is not giving, the work is how to learn to release whatever pain has been and be able to give also. There are some people that are not worthy of that level of love, and it's time to move on, and it's time to find that person who is. But it's all about, in her book, moving and learning about yourself, especially women. I know so many, they go from one relation to the next
right.
to the next. It's the same one, just a different character. They've not
exactly.
learned something along the way. So when I talk about health and wellness, it's the whole thing. I can't talk about your physical health without talking about your relationships or you know, this is so important. So where are you in terms of evolving and changing and growing yourself so that you're going to be able to receive and attract and manifest a fantastic love that is actually supportive of you.
Exactly. It all goes together. So Gina, mm-hmm. last question, where can my listeners find out more about you and what you do?
Oh, thank you. Well, connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at Gina Califano, C-A-L-I, F as in Frank, A-N-O, Gina is G-I-N-A. Periscope is Gina 1234. And at Gina's Yoga and wellness.com. You can connect with me there as well. And I so appreciate this phone call. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, Gina, thank you very much for joining us today and for sharing your tips and insights on healthy living and a positive mindset. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, and until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.